Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Ahluwalia Contracts (India) Limited, hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amar Kedia from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kedia.
Thank you, Michelle, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q1 FY 2024 earnings call of Ahluwalia Contracts (India) Limited. From the management today, we have with us Mr. Shobhit Uppal, Deputy Managing Director, and Mr. Satbeer Singh, CFO of the company. I'll now hand over the conference to the management team for their opening remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks. Thank you. So welcome, everybody. Ahluwalia Contracts (India) Limited has announced their financial results for Q1 FY 2024. During Q1 FY 2024, the company has achieved a turnover of 763.61 crores and a PAT of 49.73 crores, in comparison to a turnover of 609.24 crores and a PAT of 37.78 crores in the corresponding quarter of the last financial year. The company has registered a growth of 25.34% and 31.63% in turnover and PAT, respectively, during Q1 FY 2024, in comparison to Q1 FY 2023. EPS of the company for Q1 FY 2024 is rupees 7.42, as compared to rupees 5.64 in Q1 FY 2023. During Q1 FY 2024, the company's EBITDA margin is 10.83%, as compared to 9.94%, and a PAT margin of 6.51%, as compared to 6.20% in the corresponding period of the last financial year. Net order book of the company is rupees 11,779.64 crores, to be executed in the next 24-30 months. Total order inflow during FY 2024 till date stands at 4,377.41 crores. At present, we are L1 in one project amounting to rupees 2,840 crores. Thank you. We are ready for the Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the first question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thanks, Shravan. Thank you.
Yeah, and particularly on the order inflow. So just to clarify, you mentioned you are in L1 in 2,840 crore. This is which project?
This is the International Jewellery Park in Mumbai.
Okay. And where the LOL and the work to start in next 2-3 months? Yeah, so
Yeah.
Here?
Likely, two to three months, yes.
So, now with this, now including this, we are having a 7,217 crore order inflow. So how much more now we are looking at?
How much more we are looking at? Maybe another 2,000-2,500 crores in this year.
Okay, and so accordingly in terms of the.
Look, the tendering activity is expected to slow down a bit as the general elections come closer. So, another 2,000 crore.
Okay. So with this, in terms of the revenue that we were looking at 20% plus for this year and for even couple of years, 20% kind of, so are we now revising upwards to kind of a 30%?
No, at the moment, we are sticking to that. There are expected to be, as I said in our last call, and the same point, as elections come closer, there is a degree of slowdown. So we are sticking to our original guidance on the revenue.
Okay. And on the margin front, sir, two things I wanted to understand. So on QOQ basis, though, it is not a pure comparison, but still from last quarter, we had a 12.8% margin, which is now 10.8%. So we are looking at 11% kind of a margin. So there is one aspect in that is the employee cost, which has increased QOQ significantly to 66 odd crore. So is there any managerial remuneration one time that is part of it? And also this 66 crore quarterly run rate is now the new run rate that one should factor?
So this is the new run rate that one should factor, one. Secondly, we have announced increments. So that payout has happened. That is why this figure is higher. Thirdly, because of the large orders that have come in, we have also beefed up or increased our staff strength. That impact is seen in this. While the execution on these projects will now happen over the subsequent quarters, so as a percentage, this figure will come down, but as an absolute number, this is a run rate that, or this is the quantum that we should be looking at now.
So at EBITDA margin level, excluding other income, we should only look at 11%. So is there a, once we are scaling up in terms of the execution, will this 11% EBITDA margin next year, can one look at 11.5%-12%?
Yes, we can. I had mentioned that last time. We can.
Okay. And a couple of balance sheet items, Satbeer sir, inventory.
So Satbeer is actually, I'm handing over to Satbeer. He will take you and everybody through the balance sheet or the financial numbers. And if you still have any question after that, he will answer that. Yeah. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Sir, inventory, trade receivable, trade payable, mobilization, retention money, and unbilled revenue.
All I will tell you. Just inventory, 322 crores, and debtors is 552 crores, retention 244 crores, mobilization 309 crores, unbilled revenue 379 crores, interest-bearing mobilization advance 44%, and this is the gross debt is 7.42 crores. Thereafter, segment-wise order book. This is the commercial 8.69%, infrastructure 31.56%, institutional 24.69%, residential 13.61%, hospital 21.01%, and sector-wise, government 25.35%, rest is government. And region-wise, east 25.29%, north 13.69%, west 37.72%, south 2.76%, and overseas 3.54%. And besides that, working capital days is 95 days, and fixed price contract is 30%.
Okay. And trade payable is how much, sir?
Trade payable is 638 crore.
638.
Cash position 256 crore, bank position 280 crore, including non-current.
Sorry, bank is 280 crore?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Gunit Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Most of my questions have been asked. Who are our main competitors in this space?
L&T, Shapurji, Palunji, Nagarjuna Construction, Kalpatru.
All right. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Ashish Narendra Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first of all, I may have missed the initial guidance you gave, I think on the revenue growth, etc. I'm not sure. The line wasn't very clear. So if you could just please repeat that.
So I gave no fresh guidance. This was a carry forward from my last call, of which I think you were a part. I maintained the guidance which was given last time around of a 20% growth.
Okay. Right. Also, sir, if you can just update the status of maybe the top 4 or 5 projects, you know, some of the projects, and for example, especially on the station redevelopment now, what is the progress? When do we expect, you know, to start booking the first revenue out of that project? As well as some of the older projects that we had, for example, the AIIMS project and the you know, the Bihar Animal Science University, etc.
So the AIIMS Jammu project is slated for completion towards the end of this year, last quarter, November, December. So we are on track for that. As far as the Bihar the animal husbandry, science and husbandry project is concerned, their construction is happening in it's picked up pace now. So we have about, the total value is about 890 crores. We have executed about 75-80 crores there. And I think we expect to log a run rate of about anywhere between 10 to 15 crores every month. In Bihar, the NIT project, since this was also a design-build project, the designing phase is almost over. And we are now logging their monthly run rate of about 15 to 20 crores there also. The two hospital projects, the Rahui or Nalanda dental project in the Chief Minister's constituency, that will be completed in the next 3 months, and the Chapra hospital project will be completed in the next 5 months in December in this calendar year. As far as the station redevelopment projects are concerned, we have now started, the revenue earnings have started from this quarter, say July quarter, for the Chandigarh project. As far as the CSTM is concerned, the revenue booking will start in about 2 months from now. Any other specific project that you have in mind?
Yes, sir. Just had the Sion Hospital one in mind, because that was kind of an elongated construction duration. So just
it is moving at its pace. The projected pace of, we are logging a billing of about 4 to 5 crores there.
It's a 4 to 5 crore per month kind of
thing.
Right. Just to further dwell on the CST station redevelopment, at what rate we expect we will commence the booking? I mean, what kind of build-up we should assume maybe this year, next year, if you could guide in terms of a monthly run rate? It will just help us to be a little more scientific in our estimation.
So I think it will pick up pace in the last quarter of this financial year, that is January, February, March. By then we should be hitting a run rate of about 30 to 40 crores a month. Prior to that, you know, since this involves intricate design work, as also traffic management and other such issues, the next this quarter, as I said, billing is going to be meager. Last quarter of the calendar year, that is October, November, December, we should be billing about 10 to 15 crores a month. Major billing will start happening in the last quarter and which will pick up in the next financial year.
Right. And would it be at peak in the next financial year, and what would be that peak rate?
We should in the first half of the next financial year, we should be looking to bill at about anywhere close to 60 to 70 crores a month.
Sure, sir. Right, sir. That helps. Thank you very much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Kishan Toshniwal from Polar Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations on the set of numbers. First of all, I have two to three questions. Basically, you said that the unexecuted order book that you have is likely to get executed in next 2 to 3 years, right? If I have heard it correctly.
Yes.
Right?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Okay. The second question is, most of our projects basically from state government and central government, or we are basically doing work with the government entities only?
No. So we straddle both the sectors, the public sector as well as the private sector. The breakup of the public sector and private sector is 75%, 25%. And we work with both central as well as state government.
So 75% is towards government and 25% is towards private, right?
Private, yes.
Yeah. Another question that I have, when you have such a healthy order book and you are expecting that you are going to grow by 20% a year on year, should I assume that due to the election that is due in 2024, you are guiding on a very conservative basis, or is it something else that I am missing in the speech?
No, our guidance has always been conservative.
Okay. And one more question.
If you attended our earlier call,
yes,
that is how we've, we are conservative in our guidance and we try and achieve what we target.
So what is the difference that you see, just being an election year, what is the difference that you see from the other years, or what is your expectation, just being the election year, what could be the difference that you think?
There is a bit of a slowdown, especially, since our order book is healthy, and a lot of these projects, the state and the central governments are looking to showcase. That is why we feel that the guidance that we've given, we'll be able to match.
Okay. And what is the average EBITDA margin that we should assume in the business that you are? Does it have some cyclicality in this business? Just some quarter is cyclical in nature as such?
Look, infrastructure, like other industries, is always cyclical, but we seem to be riding a wave, upward trend, and we feel because of our order book and because of the general state of the economy of the country, we feel that the next 4 or 5 years the growth should be good, and we should be able to meet our targets. So that is where we are at.
And what is the EBITDA margin that we as an industry?
We've given a guidance of 11%+. We should be able to match that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, sir, if you can tell us what is our bid pipeline currently, and are there any projects where we've already bidded and awaiting results?
The bid pipeline is about 2,500 crores. We have bid for a few projects. We bid for a couple of private hospitals. We have bid for a couple of data centers. We have bid for a couple of residential projects on the private sector side.
Okay, sir. And next question is, what is the capex that we've done in Q1 and our target for the entire year?
Capex for Q1.
This is 24 crore.
Okay, and sir, what are we looking for the full year?
This year around
the run rate, the rate will remain the same for the subsequent quarters also, because we are now looking at adding to our machinery bank and shuttering for the projects which we've been awarded in the last 3 months.
Okay, got it. And sir, in the next, what are your views in the competitive intensity right now?
The competitive intensity remains high, but we are, as I mentioned earlier, there is a bit of a slowdown expected in the fresh tenders which are going to come out, with this being the election year. Because we have a healthy order book, we are in a position to pick and choose. So.
Okay. And sir, lastly, if you can quantify that, what is our total share of order book from the state governments, and are we facing any issues in regards to payments from them?
This is the central government approximately 45% and the state government 32%.
Okay, and so are we facing any
issues? We are facing a bit of an issue in Bihar. But that, as I mentioned in response to an earlier question, both are Bihar medical hospital projects. They are slated to, since they come in the Chief Minister and Deputy Chief Minister's constituency, they are looking to complete them in this financial year. So we are expecting that our payments will also come through there. Otherwise, for the Bihar animal husbandry project, university project, that the payments are now happening on time.
Okay, so that was helpful. I'll join back with you for more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my session. Sir, I have a question on this Tata Memorial project. So, it is in the order backlog. How about the execution? When do we start the execution?
The execution on Tata Memorial will begin in this quarter. It's we've actually broken ground there, and we should be starting to generate revenue, substantial revenue in this quarter.
We can safely assume around how much?
It's difficult. What I'm saying is that we'll start generating revenue, but in the third quarter of the financial year, we should be logging a run rate of about 10 crores plus every month.
And the other projects in the auto backlog, like the other project Gurgaon, the BLF one, and the Dharani wastewater project. So these are also like a new project, but any execution we are expecting from Q3, or how are we placed?
It's already Q2. Arbor Q2 revenue generation, in fact, has started. Similarly from Puri, the Aravali. So that also, in fact, Puri, we've already built for 2 months. Which was the other project that you mentioned?
The Dharavi wastewater treatment.
Dharavi wastewater treatment also Q2 revenue generation will start.
So, in terms of the execution, have we faced any issue because of the heavy monsoon this year? So we see that the execution can get impacted or got impacted in July, and Q2 can be a tough quarter. Any view on that?
Actually, if you see, if you've done a peer comparison, you know, Q1 has been slightly slow for all construction companies. Monsoon is one factor, yes, but majorly the factor has been a slew of festivals, especially festival which have affected the Muslim community. There were two Eids which were there in the first quarter, and since today 60% of our workforce is from the Muslim community, that has slowed down progress across the construction sector. As far as the impact of monsoon in the second quarter is concerned, yes, in July we have been impacted virtually across the country. So that will show, but Q2 I expect will definitely be better than Q1.
Okay. So just last thing from Sandeep sir, so the cash you said 266 crore and bank is 280 crore, right sir?
Yeah, please, sir. Pardon? Bank and bank, as you said, 266 crore cash position and 280 crores bank position.
Is a bank position. And sir, fund is a non-fund is limit and utilization?
This is around, limit is 1940 crores, including fund base and non-fund base. And out of which around 200 crores is unutilized.
Okay, I think fund base will be hardly utilized, but your non-fund base must have got...
So this is hardly, this is 7 crores, that's as I mentioned, and brought that.
So basically 200 crores is still unutilized from the non-fund base.
Yes. And we are also looking for the enhancement of the limit, that would be around, might be 2,100 or 2,200 crores. That is in a process.
Okay, thank you sir and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Ashish Narendra Shah from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So I just wanted to come back to the Gems and Jewelry Park, L1 position that we have. So what is the, kind of the payment mechanism that we have? How sort of secure we are in terms of, getting timely payments, what kind of BGs, etc. we need to give, because this is a large project and tends to have maybe different set of conditions. What's the time period of execution, etc. Any more details you can share, it would be really helpful, sir.
Ashish, since this is a project which is yet not been awarded, and it's a sort of a private project, I would be averse to sharing details about this project as things stand today. Once the project is awarded, it's not purely, it's not a project which is, though the government is involved in this project to the extent that they have allotted the land. But, it's not purely an L1 project. So I would be averse to sharing details till such time that the project is awarded to us. I hope that's okay.
No, that's very fair. That's understood. Maybe we'll touch base on this next quarter. So
Yes. Let it be awarded. We'll be open to answering all questions.
Right, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Deepika Bhandari from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, as you had mentioned in this call earlier, that station redevelopment project, the Chandigarh project, Tata Memorial Hospital and Dharavi project have not been contributing in revenue in quarter one. Is my understanding correct?
Yes, it is.
Apart from this, any other projects in which the designing work was going on and they were not contributing in our revenue?
I mentioned that NIT Patna.
Sir, altogether of these five projects, what would be the combined value if you can share?
The combined value, so 2450 is the CSTM project. Approximately 500 is the Chandigarh Railway Station project. 530 is the NIT Patna project. Which was the other one?
Basu.
No, Basu, she didn't ask. That revenue started. Any project that I missed out?
Just the Dharavi project.
Tata Memorial, 750 crores, and Dharavi Memorial, 550 crores. So that's 13, 18, 23, approximately 4,800 crores.
Okay, sir. Got it. Just one more last question, sir. You said that our CAPEX would be, you know, as per our usual range, but this year our order book is very strong and we will be, in next coming quarters, we'll be starting work on very big projects. So don't we see our CAPEX to go up?
So part of that CAPEX, you know, we've already started building capacities as far as all these projects, some of these projects are concerned. And as the designing starts getting completed, we'll add to it. So the CAPEX, the rate of the CAPEX will remain as it was in this quarter, around that.
So around 100 crores for the FY24.
No, we've done, I think, about 25, yeah, about 100 crores. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, anything on the land monetization of West Bengal? So we were previously looking at to jointly, either jointly develop. So any update, can it happen this year?
No, I don't think, Shravan, anything will happen this year. While we are doing our base work, I think whatever steps we take will be in the next financial year.
But mostly it will be, we will be doing in JV, we will be developing.
I can't really say. I mentioned last time around that if we get a good price, which we should, we are not averse to disposing it off also. But whatever we do, we'll let the general elections get over, and after that, we'll take a step on that. But we are in no hurry to sell it also.
Okay, got it. And just on the though you have mentioned that you will share details in next call on Gemson Jewelry, but broadly in terms of the timeline, this will be a 3-year execution period.
It's a 3-year project. Yes.
Okay, and is there a renegotiation or any scope on that front? And that's what we are slightly hesitant to share in terms of to start the project. Is there any scope in terms of renegotiation or something like that?
So look, there is. This is on the lines of the Surat Diamond Bores or the Diamond Bores in Bombay, where a group of, jewelers have come together and they are pooling in the money for the construction. So that's why I said it's not strictly L1, but there has been a stringent, there is a QCBS criteria also. They've evaluated each bidder's technical bid as well as financial bid. And the chances are that we will get this job, but I don't want to say too much till such time that we are announced as the successful bidder.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you, everybody. So we look forward to talking with you again post the second quarter, Q2. Thank you once again.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.